Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2
on Today FM.
I am here with the brilliant Becky Hill. Becky, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Ireland for your first international press meet kind of thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Nobody's really spoken to me here before.
How very dare they? How very dare they? Better off without you. It's flying at the moment. And it is so good to see your name first and not the featured artist.
Because
has been the culmination of 8 years' work, really and truly. Longer.
Yeah, pretty much. I suppose I did my first feature, which was Afterglow, which I kind of kept my name off. That was really the first collaboration. And then from there, it's just I'm probably on my 8th or 9th feature by now. And I think, you know, I've had a couple of singles that were out as my own. And really, it took quite a long time for people to be like, sorry, who is she? What does she do? And kind of connect the dots. So it's really nice to see this one actually moving.
I think next up around the corner, we have, I'm going to risk it and say a Sigala and maybe an Ella Eyre.
They are in the bank, but there's a lot of timing issues and some people's singles coming first. So the timings may not be exact, but they are definitely there and they're definitely coming out.
Big year. First of all, you're supporting the script tonight.
Yes.
Best of luck with that.
Thanks
Enjoy
so
and have fun. They were Danny loved to have you anyway, because that he was kind of there from the beginning, really, truly. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. I suppose when I got the call, it was like a bit of a full circle moment for me. So it's nice to kind of be supporting somebody that was there at the very, very beginning of my career.
Yeah, Becky, people are singing your songs now to audition for The Voice. You sing Ordinary People. People are singing your songs. I remember your audition very well. I remember looking at your mum, who is the carbon cut of you.
I know.
The two of you are you're like twins.
I know.
Yeah, she's like, I'm more nervous for her than she is. And then you get the turnaround, two turnarounds straight away. And he didn't turn around straight away.
No.
Do you ever have that little argument? That little spat with him?
Yeah.
We've got this round of gigs coming up. You've confirmed for Coachella. You're going to be there with Matoma.
Yeah.
Doing three songs?
Two songs with Matoma. But bless him, I think this is where like people become really lovely in the music industry because a lot of people will just, you know, go, can you just sing our song? But what is so lovely about Matoma is that he's gone, you know, to make it worth your while, we'll fly you over there, you can do False Alarm, but then let's do one of your songs as well. So we're singing Better Off Without You at both Coachella weekends, which is quite a moment for me.
I even love the video for this song. If you haven't checked it out, check it out online right now, Better Off Without You. The reason why is everyone goes through it, everyone, and it's the imagery. Everyone has sat in the cafe and had the chat, right? Yep. They have the chat of the in-between and then the burning of the photos and the whole lot. Felt like a trilogy to me because we had Wish You Well, right? And then after that, then we had I Can Get Used to This. And then Better Off Without You. All this writing and you're back together, I'm going to say.
Ish.
Working out, ish.
We are. No, we're definitely back together. I think what's quite nice about it is that our relationship of I Can Get Used to This was written about the first time that we'd ever been together, the first time that we'd met. Then it was kind of like Better Off Without You was when we kind of broken up and I was in the angry phase of, oh God, I hate him. It's like,
I hate you so much right now. Yeah.
Yes. And then Wish You Well was kind of like, oh, you know, I hope you're doing all right.
You're going to be on your first headliner show, headlining tour all over the UK. And one of the artists you've got in with you is Ruth Ann Cunningham.
Yeah.
And I had to laugh because the minute I saw it, I went, oh, that's a perfect marriage because her album Matters of the Heart came out, and I think of you when I think of Matters of the Heart because you do the same thing. You write this phenomenal way. You are the mainliner. You're the person who goes into the room and says, no, I want to write it like this. I think when you own your music like that, it'll always be your music.
She's wicked, you know, and as a, you know, we kind of had a little conversation earlier before we turn the cameras on, but me and Ruth work together with Naughty Boy. There's something about her as well that I really relate to honest people and to people who just, you know, want to kind of bare their soul as soon as you meet them. I think that's a really beautiful thing to have, characteristic to have in somebody. And Ruth was definitely that person. You know, we kind of had a really big chat about music industry and men and how people get treated in the music industry and in general life. And there was something that I kind of absolutely fell for her. And she's an incredible songwriter as well. And when she messaged me and was like, look, you know, can I support you? I was like, there isn't a better fit, really. So it was nice. And it's also nice to kind of bring up other women in the industry along with you. And it kind of gives other women a platform to bare their soul as well, you know. And that's an opportunity that not a lot of people get to have.
You've got the acoustic show coming up in New York as well.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. I mean, what's Becky Hill acoustic going to sound like?
Well, we're just figuring that out because originally I think my management wanted it to be just me and a guitar. my guitar player Aaron, but I think I've never really done a show without my backing vocalists, and I think for me that's what is most important to me in a set. It's vocals. I pride myself on being able to sing as good as the record on stage.
And we said this actually before the interview, we actually did say this, and this is one of the things that I do want to bring up, is that when Becky Hill writes a song, she writes a song that's really difficult to sing because it's her song and that's her ownership. So if you're going to do it, you better be able to own the song.
Yeah,
that's important though. It is, Becky, though. In fairness, you've got a tool and you know how to use it.
Yeah, I mean, it works well, and it kind of doesn't at the same time, because a lot of people, you know, if you write a song for somebody, a lot of people want you to sing it, and I can't do every feature in that I write. There's a couple of really great singers. There's this girl called BB Diamond who did a song of mine called Gone Missing, and a couple others that I can't remember now, but she is one of the only people that I know has been able to kind of really nail and take a song to another level that I've written. And then obviously I wrote the All Day All Night by Jax Jones and Martin Solvig, but the chorus wasn't mine, and I always think it's the choruses that get it. But even I on stage, like, I have to bring a lot of my songs down a few keys. It's just not sustainable to be able to sing up there all the time. And, you know, even I find it, I just find myself being like, why don't I just write down down choruses? Why don't I just sing it down? But I love classic big choruses. So
that's the challenge. Keep it up, though. Keep it up. I do remember, and this is like, it's so funny, you'd go off on holidays and you're on your phone, you'd have downloaded like some set of somebody had done them. One of the ones I have is Pete Tong and the Heritage Orchestra.
Oh, incredible.
And I know like, you appear on it, and one of the things that I like about it is, and I know you've said this before, is that when it comes to working and doing those gigs, you don't just go off after you've done your bit. Like, you stay side stage, you watch, you absorb everything. Yeah. Like, you have the crack with the band afterwards. That's something that's going to stand. That kind of been grounded is something that has always been evident from Anthony I've seen with you. And I think that that's a place that you will always remain, you know?
I hope so, you know, because I think the orchestra have even said to me that there are some artists that come on. I think there's some artists that come on that just do their bit and go home. And I think really that's what I should be doing. But I'm out till 5 a.m. with those guys, and, you know, and they're mental. You kind of look at an orchestra and you think, oh, they're quite posh, they're quite privileged people, it's going to be a bit stuck up. They are so crazy, and those shows, especially because I love dance music and I always have, and some of those songs I wasn't really around for, and if I was, I was about 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, I was there.
Yeah. Well, good for you, because I'm so jealous of it, you know. And I look at all these people who are, and it's a nostalgic moment for everybody, and, you know, having an arena full of people who are there singing, you know, Bring It Back and you've got the love, you know, I don't think there's ever a feeling that can beat it, because not only have you got about 18,000 people stood in front of you all having it large, but you've got 100, like a 60-piece orchestra, Pete Tong, like the legendary voice of Pete Tong, going, introducing Becky Hill, and you're like, this.
And you hear that it's the Robin S intro too, not the Florence one, it's the doom, 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 and you know,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's wild. And last year I got to sing the Robin song as well, I got to sing Every Heartbeat, so it was kind of like, my life couldn't feel any more perfect last year and now. It's just been going from strength to strength, so I've been very, very, very grateful.
Well, keep it rock, and I understand that we're expecting an album in 2021.
Yeah. I'd like a little bit more time on the album, I think.
And do take it. I mean, in fairness, like, you've put a lot of time into it. It's been, like, I know it's been years, but you're still very relevant. So, like, if you're going to do an album at this stage of the game in the industry as it is at the moment, release and drop all you want. Get all the streams, over 20 million streams. You know, get all the streams you want, right? And then after that, when everyone likes you and loves you, then release the album, because that's the only way we're going to sell an album anymore.
You are right. The album is kind of dying off now. And I remember growing up, you know, the album was king. It was like you did three or four singles, and then you had a body of work out. And now it's like, you know, you can't get enough of the singles now, and people don't really invest in... I've never been this busy with touring. And I think I'm really enjoying being on stage and earning my craft with that sort of stuff. And the festivals that are coming up, and obviously this 22-day arena tour, and then I've got my own headline show, and then I've got the festivals, and then I've got a 15-day show. And I think that really needs to come first this year. I always will and love writing, but it's kind of getting the headspace. So I'm really looking forward to taking some time to kind of hone in what I need for the album.
Kicked ass and took names last night in Belfast. Has the best stylist in the world. If it is not yourself who's styling yourself, check out her dresses. It's like a Disney princess on acid.
Isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, Becky Hill.
Thank you so much.
Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2
on Today FM.